the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma la ajidu li dhunubi ghafira wa la li qabaihi satira wa la li shay'in min 'amali al-qabih bil hasan mubaddilan ghayrak la ilaha illa ant subhanaka wa bihamdik zalamtu nafsi zalamtu nafsi. After Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this beautiful supplication, said, Allah, I find no forgiver of my sins, no concealer of my wicked acts, and no transformer of any of my wicked acts into good acts but you. He continues saying, La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka wa bihamdik. There is no deity but you. Glory be to you, and yours is the praise. The phrase La ilaha illa ant, there is no deity but you, is termed what we call in Islamic literature as tahleel. Glory be to you is labeled tasbih, and praise be to you is called tahmid. If someone utters tahleel while believing in it, of course sincerely and wholeheartedly, removing any other deity from his thought, from his life, from his perspective, he is a real monotheist. He would then be safeguarded by the Almighty Allah and away from worldly and heavenly defamations. Such a servant would therefore be sent to paradise on the day of hereafter, while Almighty Allah is content with him. The angels would love him, and the prophets, the righteous, and the martyrs are all his companions on that day. This is only a small aspect of effect of the true practical meaning of La ilaha illa ant. There is no deity but you. But we have to say that the reality of tahleel is realized when the humans become aware of Almighty Allah's divine attributes, when they become aware of his glorious names using the Holy Quran and the teachings of the Prophet and the infallibles. Such a person is pure of impurities. Such a person will attempt in fulfilling the obligations the Almighty Allah through the Prophets and the infallibles has ordered him, and such a person will sincerely serve Allah's servants. By following this path, the human soul and body confesses Allah's uniqueness and calls out, La ilaha illa ant. There is no deity but you. Such a person will call out, be aware that everything is fictitious except Allah, and every blessing is certainly temporary.
As one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great, Oh Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. Oh Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you. Glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul. I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. Oh Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad? Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Indeed, is there any dueler in the world of existence to be worshipped and asked for sustenance? Is there anyone else except him to solve the problems? Is there anyone else except him to remove the calamities? Is there anyone else that can forgive the sins, that can conceal the wicked acts? And more importantly, is there anyone else who can transform the wicked acts into good ones? The remembrance of the Almighty Allah by tahleel, tasbih, and tahmeed is in fact the appropriate thing that can be mentioned in this part of the Kumail supplication, because the supplicant has confessed to his destitution, to his weakness. The supplicant knows the burden of his sins. The supplicant is aware of the problem he is involved in. The supplicant has found out that he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the only one who can remove the calamities. He is the only one who can forgive the sins, conceal the wicked acts, and turn them into good deeds. So he said, I found no one to forgive my sins and conceal my wicked acts. And he is now aware that this is only possible by Almighty Allah's power. That's why we say this is the best place that a supplicant can add these beautiful words. La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka wa bihamdik. There is no deity but you. Glory be to you. Yours is the praise because of all the things that were mentioned in the previous parts of this Kumail supplication. Dear listeners, we ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah.